Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust America columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, his brand spanking new book. And Rick, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Tell the folks tell folks how they can find it.
You can go to my website, rickjnewman.com.
All right, so check that out. And all of your brilliant reporting is finance.yahoo.com, right?
That's right.
All right. So, okay, you reported recently and had some observations on the recent jobs report. Talk to us about that.
We're having terrific job growth in terms of the number of jobs being created. It's something like, I think it's 3.3 million jobs created during the last 12 months. That's really strong. That's as good as it was back in the late 1990s, which was actually a great time for the economy. The problem is the jobs we have now and the new jobs that are coming online are lower quality jobs than the jobs we've lost. And there is a long-term problem here, and it's not clear it's being fixed. So the raw number of jobs is kind of misleading. Mm-hmm. What's going on underneath that is there is huge displacement of many middle-class jobs,
right,
or I should say formerly middle-class jobs, that's happening mainly because of digital technology. Mm-hmm. And we are still in the midst of a vast realignment of the whole workforce. So the bottom line is a lot of the new jobs don't pay as much as the old jobs, and we are still seeing a middle-class family. Median household income is still way down from where it was in 2000. Mm-hmm. And there's this assumption that, well, we just need to get, the workers need to become a little more scarce and companies will start giving raises and we'll fix that problem. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance that's not going to happen. This may be the way it is.
It's going to be the way it is for a while until the demographics roll through the system. There's never been a time of as much employment dysfunction and irony, sad irony, as we have right now, Rick. We've got, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. We got workers everywhere, but too many of them are unqualified for the jobs that are available. This is one of the big complaints.
Yeah, this has happened before. I mean, this is when you have technology revolutions, which we've had before. The Industrial Revolution was a technology revolution.
But that's not, that's different, though, Rick, because those people who lost their farm jobs went to plants, and there wasn't that much difference in the skill they required to go from the farm to a plant. The people today who are going from plants to office, from a handle to a mouse, those jobs are not easily transferable, those skills. The other thing, real quick, Rick, is this is different, is that it's different from the past. Is look at the labor participation rate. That's not that hasn't been like anything like that recently. Look at the U6 report, where all the people who are not looking for jobs anymore. I think U3 is a bogus number. The U6 number is the good one, in my opinion. All you add all that together, and you've got a very dysfunctional employment situation right now in America, unlike I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it is unlike anything we've seen in our life. So you go back to these historical periods, and there are parallels. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but there are parallels. And there were people back then who they didn't just transition from one type of work to another. I mean, these things take place over years and decades, and there's a lot of crushing heartache that goes on. So the problem we have now is, I mean, you nailed it. We have too many people who don't have the right skills, and they're it is really important for people to know it is up to you to get the right skills, because the government is 20 years behind this problem. The government cannot figure out what to do. It can't operate fast enough. And ordinary people need to stay ahead of this on their own. This is one of the things I wrote about in my book. which is not easy to do. You might be in the wrong place. You might have to move. It's not as simple as I just go to a training program for 13 weeks and that solves the problem. You might have to take a loss selling your house. You might have to never own a home again so that you have the flexibility to move around if you have to. I mean, we have to do a lot of changes in terms of the way we even think about prosperity. That's how you get started. And, again, this is a problem people need to solve for themselves, because no one in government is even talking about reasonable solutions to this.
No, that's exactly right. And Rick, years ago, and I'm talking back in 04, 08, 12, I was saying on this show, why isn't some candidate talking about the problem we have right now? I was predicting that we were going to have this kind of a problem 10 years ago, more than 10 years, a dozen years ago, and saying that if a candidate would come out with a plan to head this problem off, they could get elected. And nobody did. Not one person came out with an idea for this.
Jim, that's why I'm telling you. First of all, these are not easy trends to identify. So here's why nobody was saying that 5 or 10 years ago. First of all, the topic then was not technology. It was globalization, that we've sent too many jobs overseas. And that's the problem everybody was trying. But again, they're looking backward and trying to fix the problem of the past without addressing the problem of the future.
But, Rick, I was saying something about it, and if I can see it, other people can see it. Anybody can see it.
You can see it, but what do you do about it?
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, these are not easy problems to solve.
But the problem is the political class doesn't want to bear down on the tough jobs. They just don't want to do it.
They don't even know what to do, Jim. I mean, there's this set of tools they pull out of the toolbox over and over. Stimulus plan.
Exactly.
Now, I'll tell you what, President Obama.
I'm sorry, Rick. Hold on. We got to take a quick break. But the thing is, when he says that, folks, as I say, political class, we're not talking about one party or the other. We're talking about both of them. This is indicting both parties. Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Rick Newman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.